This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Use the Hijab10 discount code for 10% discount on a wide range of products, including premium Ethiopian black seed products.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I wanted to make this video really to show how Joe Rogan has been deciding to put guests on his show talking about Islam, who have this very particular biased perspective against Islam. One of those individuals is Majid Nawaz. Now, Majid Nawaz is a reformer in his own words, but in reality, he is seen by a large part of the Muslim community in the UK and abroad, in the West generally, as a clandestine apostate from Islam. So what happened is some time ago, done a poll on my channel. And obviously my channel is quite big in terms of Muslim representation and relatively quite big. Almost 10,000 people replied to the poll. As you can see on the screen now, 60%, almost 60%, 58% to be exact, of people classified this man to be a clandestine apostate. 22% of people saw him as an ignoramus, unqualified to talk about Islam. This is the kind of individual who gets about 80 to 85% of people who are surveyed at random and anonymously, because quite frankly, these polls are not completely frivolous in terms of sociological information. They can grant us certain advantages that wouldn't be afforded through demand characteristics and other things when people are actually interviewed face to face. 80 to 85% of people think this man is either a disbeliever, a closet apostate, who is too scared and who is too much of a pusillanimous, to come forward and declare his apostasy. And 22% who don't believe this, believe that this man is a rank ignoramus. So this is the kind of individual you're bringing on the show. And on the show, he makes a few statements which I find quite questionable. So let's see the first thing that he says.
A professional polling company found that 0% of British Muslims responded to a poll saying that they found homosexuality morally acceptable. And then a year later, which is now last year, another poll was conducted. I think it was roughly 52%. 52%, if my memory serves me correctly, said of British Muslims said that they would wish for homosexuality to be criminalised.
So he talks about these polls, and for the most part, when he's referencing polls, he doesn't actually cite the source. Sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. He says 0% found it morally acceptable. My question is, so what? So what? Isn't that part of freedom of speech and expression, religion? If Muslim people decide not to find homosexuality morally acceptable, or they find it as a moral aberration, how is that in any way, shape or form harmful from a harm principle perspective to other people? Are these Muslims that are saying that homosexuality, and they mean by it the practice, the penetrative rectal penetration of a man to another man, they find that for some reason or another morally apprehensible or aberrational? Those individuals somehow need to be reformed? So if that is the case, why didn't Joe Rogan himself have the guts to question Ben Shapiro, who he put on his show, who we know is a practicing Jew? And in his constituency, I think we're going to find, especially in Orthodox areas, a very similar kind of demographic in terms of accepting, or lack thereof in this case, of homosexual practices. But why even go there when in your own country, 33% of people don't think society even should accept homosexuality, according to Pew Research, which is seen as the gold standard of research in the United States of America. 33%. And if you look at all the other countries, especially in sub-Saharan Africa, 90 to 98% of people in sub-Saharan Africa, even in countries which are majority Christians, do not think homosexuality is morally acceptable. So why don't you bring this discourse to the African sub-Saharans? Because you're afraid that you will be called a racist. You are afraid you will be called a racist. Why doesn't Joe Rogan put an African on and tell them how Africa needs to reform itself, sub-Saharan Africa, let the white man come in again, as he did in the past, with his guns and his religion? Yeah, to tell the black man what to do. 90 to 98% of countries like Kenya, of Nigeria, many of which are not even Muslim majority. Like Kenya is not a Muslim majority country. Do not believe that homosexuality is acceptable. And believe you me, if you ask them about what should we do with homosexuals, you will find even more, even though they are Christians, even more severe things that you will find from Muslims in the West. Bring a black man on and ask him those questions, you coward. And tell him to reform African culture. Let the white man tell the black man to do that again. But you bring this coconut, this Uncle Tom, this traitor of the Muslim community called Majid Nawaz, who I publicly challenged to debate, but he, like a cowering scoundrel, a ruffian, decided, like a pusillanimous that he is, to scurry along and put his tail between his legs and run away. Even though, yes, my platform is bigger than his. And yes, I'm more educated than him in terms of qualifications. What excuse did he have? Oh, this guy was not influential in his community? Clearly, that is not an excuse. Oh, this guy is not as qualified to my level? Actually, I probably have double the degrees that he has. Oh, this guy doesn't know Islamic jurisprudence? Actually, I have been trained in that area. What excuse do you have, Majid Nawaz, for running away in this way? And you know full well who I am. Because you mentioned me in your tweets and you've blocked me and my associates, Ali Dawa and Zishan. Smile to Jannah. You blocked them because you are afraid and a coward. And this is what we're seeing from people now. You, Joe Rogan, just have your little echo chamber bring these people on. And all that shows is that you have an agenda against Muslim people. When was the last time you brought a reformed Jew to talk about the Jewish community in the same way as this man is talking about the Muslim community? You wouldn't do that because you don't want to pick a fight with the Jews. And you wouldn't do that with black people because you don't want to pick a fight with black people. But Muslims are fair game for you. We're not easy meat. You would not want us in the intellectual octagon. You're afraid. All of you are afraid, quite frankly. And our voices are becoming too loud for you to ignore. And you know what? I was going to speak about some of the things that this individual called Majid Nawaz mentioned. As in one part of his segment there when he was talking about Charlie Hebdo and trying to link that with Muslim attitudes, citing no source whatsoever.
A quarter of British Muslims, when asked about the massacre at the Charlie Hebdo offices in Paris, a quarter said that those attacks are justifiable.
When we know that Muslims, even according to Pew, the vast majority of Muslims around the world condemn terrorism and terroristic behavior. But you're trying to paint a particular picture of conservative or traditionalist Muslims, devoid of intellectual integrity, devoid of academic credibility, and devoid of credibility in any way, is what you are. So Joe Rogan, is the case that you're a closet Islamophobe? Instead of interviewing these people that you agree with, why don't we, when you're holding the microphone like a chaperone for Khabib and for Islam Makhachev and for Anklev and for all of these Muslims that you have to hold the microphone for, why don't you challenge them? They're the traditionalist Muslims. Why don't you challenge them on Islam? Why do you have to bring a guy that agrees with you? I find this, to be honest with you, quite distasteful. And for a man who prides himself on courage and martial arts, I'm really quite surprised that you're in the position that you are right now. But still yet, I will offer my services. Still yet, yes, I offer my services to bring you out of the situation that you're in. The pathetic situation that you're in. Where you and your guests have nothing but cognitive bias and are producing nothing but a loud echo chamber of anti-Islamic apologetics. And all you have to do is send me an email. And believe you me, if you don't, it doesn't matter. Because by refuting you in 4, 5, 6, 7 videos on my channel, I've already raked up hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of views. So you keep talking and we'll keep refuting. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.